Hi friends, thanks for joining us again on Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Do you have a scooter?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. What do you drive? Today's topic is around town.
Today's title is A Scooter Mechanic. A Scooter Mechanic. Peter, can you drive a scooter?
Yes, I can. But remember, they can be very dangerous, so you need to be careful when you're driving one.
We get to learn about scooters and more today. Let's find out together. Here's Peter with today's Read It.
Rob is talking to Mark, the mechanic. Mark fixes machines, but he doesn't fix all machines. Mark just fixes vehicles. Mark's job is to fix motorcycles and scooters. Rob has a scooter. Its engine works well, so he doesn't need a mechanic. But it's good to know a mechanic. When Rob's scooter breaks, he can call Mark.
In America, do they drive scooters and motorcycles?
In America, people mostly drive cars. If you drive something like a scooter or motorcycle, you drive motorcycles.
Why not scooters?
Well, the weather's cold outside, we live very far apart, so you have to travel very far distances. But you see them more in cities now.
That's true. Well, let's go to Christina now. She has the words for the day.
Hello, 今天的节目中要访问的是修理机车的师傅 Mark。 通常修理机械方面的技术人员英文叫做 mechanic。 Mark is a mechanic。 Mark 说自己就是修理机械方面的东西。 He fixes machines。 机械、机器甚至机车或者汽车都可以叫做 machine。Mark 修理的是机车，在英文里有两个字都是机车的意思。第一个是 motorcycle， 一般来说 motorcycle 的引擎是比较大一点、强大一点，有些是可以换挡的，而且 motorcycle 一定是跨座的。第二种机车叫做 scooter， 相对而言 scooter 引擎比较小，没有那么强大，所以它多半是自动不必换挡的。有一点是它不需跨座，可以两脚并排放在踏板上，所以 motorcycle 和 scooter 还是有点不一样的哦。 Rob 骑的是 scooter， 他说机车的引擎没有什么问题，引擎是 engine， the engine is okay。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and here's your host Rob。
Hello friends, we have a great program for you today. Let's welcome our guest, Mark the Mechanic.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
So, tell us about being a mechanic.
Sure. I love my job. I fix machines.
What kinds of machines do you fix?
Well, mechanics fix different kinds of machines, but I work on vehicles.
We all need vehicles.
Today, we have a guest on Rob's show. What's the first thing that you do when you have a guest?
You welcome them, of course. That's how Rob starts the show. He says, let's welcome our guest.
So, who is our guest today? That's right, our guest is Mark the Mechanic. So, let's talk about Mark's job.
Mark's job is about fixing things. When I hear the word mechanic, I think of the word machine. These words are a little bit alike.
Mark fixes machines. When your car has a problem, you take your car to the mechanic.
I fix machines.
When your motorcycle has a problem, you take your motorcycle to the mechanic.
I fix machines.
When your scooter has a problem, you take your scooter to the mechanic.
I fix machines. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I fix machines.
I fix machines.
我修理机器。
What do you do?
I fix machines.
Is that your job?
Yes, I fix machines.
Are you a mechanic?
Yes, I fix machines.
What kind of machines do you fix?
Broken ones.
Oh.
Yes.
I fix machines.
I fix machines.
我修理机器。
That was a fun calendar phrase. And I think we all know what a mechanic is now.
Yes, that is the first thing that Mark tells us when he answers Rob's question. Tell us about being a mechanic.
This is a good question to know. There are many ways to ask the same thing in English.So let's learn more about this way of asking questions. Here's Christina.
Rob 想要多了解一下机械技师的工作，所以他说 Tell us about being a mechanic. 请看句子里的 being， 它可以表达身为某种角色，担任某种职位，或者拥有某种头衔。在这个句子里，因为它放在介系词 about 的后面，而介系词后面一律都是接名词或者动名词，所以这里就要用动名词 being。Tell us about being a mechanic. 所以下次如果想多了解某种行业的话，就可以说 Tell us about being a firefighter. 给我们说说消防员的工作吧。Tell us about being a taxi driver. 或者 Tell us about being a reporter.
Thanks, Christina. Well, when Mark, the mechanic, starts to tell us about his job,We can see that he really loves his job.
Some people really like to fix things. Other people do not.
Are you one of those other people, Pauline?
How did you guess? It's true, I'm not very good at fixing things. What about you, Peter? Do you like to fix things?
Well, I have tried fixing a washing machine.I've tried fixing my computer, and let me tell you, I feel like we shouldn't be mechanics, Pauline.
I know I shouldn't be a mechanic. Let's just go to the mechanics. So, what kind of machines does Mark the mechanic fix?
Mechanics fix different kinds of machines, but he works on vehicles. What are vehicles?
We named some earlier. Cars...motorcycles, and scooters. Basically, it has wheels and an engine. Then it is a vehicle.
That's right. And to our English students out there, this word is spelled V-E-H-I-C-L-E. But we don't say the word or the H sound. Some people say it, others don't.
But when you are spelling the word,You do always need to put that H in there.
That's very true. Thank you, Pauline. All right, friends, let's take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
How to drive a car, right?
That's right.
When did you learn how?
Let's see. When I was in high school, I started learning how to drive. And then I didn't have to take the bus anymore. I could drive myself to school. When did you learn how to drive?
I started learning in high school, but I didn't really do it much until after college.
All right, well, let's find out more about vehicles and mechanics. Here's Conversation B.
I don't work on all vehicles. I just fix motorcycles and scooters.
Oh, I go to work by scooter.
Does your scooter run well?
Yes, it does. I don't have trouble with the engine, but if I do, I'll call you.
Please do. I can always use more work.
And now I know a good mechanic. That's important.
We learn more about Mark's job. He is a mechanic. We've been saying this word, mechanic, but we should mention a little bit more about the word itself.
Yes, it is spelled with a C-H, but the sound we make is a K sound, mechanic.
But the word machine also has a C-H in it. But there is a different sound we make here. It's that S-H, sh, sound, machine. This has to do with the letter that comes right after that C-H.
And today we are talking about a mechanic that works on machines, but a special kind of machine. He works on vehicles.
But like we said earlier, there are many different kinds of vehicles. Vehicles take us from one place to another place.
What vehicle do you take to work or school? Bus? Car? Scooter? Motorcycle?
You can answer this question by saying, I go to work by, or I go to school by, then name the vehicle. I go to work by bus.
I go to work by motorcycle. He goes to work by taxi.
So Mark works on vehicles, but he doesn't work on all vehicles. He just fixes motorcycles and scooters.
Rob gets excited about hearing this. Why?
Well, because he goes to work by scooter.
Yes, but why should he be so excited about that?
We'll talk later about that. First, Mark asks a good question. Does your scooter run well? Here's our teacher, Rebecca, with more on this question.
Hello, friends! It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you're all very excited. If you want to ask someone if something works, you can use this grammar point. For example, does your phone work well? Or does your computer work well? Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. We use this word when we want to explain an action. Do you listen well? Does your mom cook well? Try thinking of a sentence for yourself.
So, Rob's scooter runs well, but I think that he is really happy to meet Mark. He doesn't have trouble with the engine of his scooter, but if he does, he'll call Mark.
It is good to have a mechanic that you know and trust.
And for a mechanic, it's always good to have more work, right?
Yes. Mark says, I can always use more work. And we can always use another lesson from Christina. Here she is now to tell us more about this sentence.
Rob 对 Mark 说，他机车的引擎若是出状况的话，一定会去找 Mark。Mark 听了蛮开心的说，请一定要找我。I can always use more work。这句话是什么意思呢？这里的动词 use 比较特别一点，我们以前学过的 use 都是当使用的意思，但是在这里用 use 是比较非正式的表达方式，通常当你碰到有好处或者是有好的机会时，就可以用这种说法，表示多多益善，欢迎至极。比如同事问你要不要帮忙，你可以说 Sure, I can always use more help。当然好啊，帮手永远不嫌多。或者我问你要不要带吃的给你，你说当然好啊， We can always use more food.
Thank you, Christina. Well, I know we all talk about different things. Who is a good mechanic? Who is a good dentist? Who is a good doctor? We want to know so we can give them our business. We know they're going to do a good job.
Right. It's important to know good people who can help us when we need it. And now it's time to help you review our keywords for today.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Mechanic. Mechanic. The mechanic can fix our car.
Machine. Machine. We use this machine to wash clothes.
Motorcycle. Motorcycle. I will take a trip on my motorcycle.
Scooter. Scooter. I always ride a scooter to work.
Engine. Engine. This car has an electric engine. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. We have a great program for you today. Let's welcome our guest, Mark the Mechanic.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
So, tell us about being a mechanic.
Sure. I love my job. I fix machines.
What kinds of machines do you fix?
Well, mechanics fix different kinds of machines, but I work on vehicles.
We all need vehicles.
I don't work on all vehicles. I just fix motorcycles and scooters.
Oh, I go to work by scooter.
Does your scooter run well?
Yes, it does. I don't have trouble with the engine. But if I do, I'll call you.
Please do. I can always use more work.
And now, I know a good mechanic. That's important.
Well, all right, everyone. Now it's time to look at a real motorcycle and a real scooter. I brought in this white motorcycle.
And I have a beautiful red scooter with me today.
So it's fun to actually see them in person, but what are some differences that we can see? Well, when you ride a motorcycle, you ride it a little differently. When you ride a motorcycle, you ride it like a bicycle or a horse.
That's right. But a scooter is a little different. You get to sit on it just like you would a chair, because there are floorboards on the bottom for you to put your feet on.
And the great thing about a scooter is you can put stuff in front, where I can't exactly do that, right?
Good point.
Now, where do you usually see scooters?
I think of scooters as being something for around town. They're not really great for really long distances.
Right, so where would you normally go with your scooter?
I like to take my scooter to the library or the grocery store. It's great for getting around town a little more quickly.
But if you want to go far, you should have a motorcycle. I can take this all around the country. And I look good doing it.
Well, friends, this was fun talking about motorcycles and scooters, but now it's time for a different kind of chit-chat, our jungle chit-chat.
I smell something!
Flowers? Coffee? Perfume?
No, I smell something funny! It's you!
Ginger, I don't smell funny. Oh, maybe it's my shirt.
Your shirt?
Yeah, I didn't wash it last night. The washing machine is broken.
You need to call a repairman.
Okay, I'll call a mechanic right now.
Tell him to hurry.
Hello, my washing machine is broken. Can you come and fix it? Oh, okay, thanks.
So, is the repairman coming?
No, he doesn't fix washing machines. He only fixes motorcycles and scooters.
Ah, too bad.
Tried fixing a car yourself?
Well, one time I had a scooter, and there can be little problems with your scooter. You can fix those yourself if you have a friend who knows what they're doing. But I think for serious problems, you need to go to a mechanic.
Yeah, I think I would need to go to a mechanic for everything. Unless I had a friend who was willing to show me how to fix things.
My dad fixes the car a lot, but he hasn't taught me how yet.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work. I'd rather take it to the mechanic.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.